Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 60. Fuck the movies! Let's get some lasagna!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston!
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Melodic.
I'm Anvil.
And we are a little bit tipsy right now. We have what is called, like, a lasagna hangover.
Itis effect, bitch.
The itis effect? That's right, the itis effect, the boondocks thing. So we're going to try our best to bring you the best program this week while we're trying to fight off the sleepiness.
And I'm partially drunk.
No, you're not.
Me too.
Nipples. Well, I've had three beers.
Yeah.
Good enough for me.
Well, we had a huge party with everyone from the Electric Sisterhood last night at my place.
Yeah, but I had a drive, so I couldn't get drunk, so I'm making up for it.
Oh, I see.
We came here when we were all hungry. We decided that Anvil was making lasagna.
Anvil!
And garlic bread. And, of course, thank you to Blue for helping me with that.
Well, no thanks to Blonix Mom, who comes in and eats half of it.
Hey, that was wrong. She was sleeping the second we pulled out of the oven, she showed up.
Like, yeah, conveniently. She must have been like,
fear.
Oh, the second. Hey! This is a good nap!
Oh, god damn it.
What are you guys doing? Oh, cooking lasagna!
You're lucky I haven't killed you yet. And my blades are right there. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Don't tap me.
Safely next to me.
I'll fucking stick you.
And next to me, don't forget that.
Yeah, but you're a knight who's supposed to protect the king.
Hey. Well, there's always mutiny, bitch. No,
that's right. That's right. Considering that woman.
Where's my goddamn beer? Beer, yay.
She's the dragon we have to slay.
Yeah, yeah. Alright, well, yeah, so let's get this bitch started.
Alright, let's talk about video games and finally, they came out with Monday Night Combat.
Yay!
Oh, you finally got the name right.
Yes, I got the fucking name right.
Yes, because kept on calling it Monday Night Fight, which wouldn't be actually a bad deal, but that's already been taken. I think that's boxing.
Yeah, it is boxing. Which is why that's Friday Night Fight.
No!
That might be why I was confused about it.
Possibly. But it was definitely good to see this actually in action and finally get to play the goddamn game, because we were at PAX East. Well, I knew about this game previous PAX East, but when I saw it, I went, damn! And
it's
I was just
very
like,
sexy.
It is sexy, and it was just like, you think you're excited, feel these nipples. It was perfect. It was just the perfect line to use at the time. So, anyways, it dealt with, you know, it's third-person view, basically how the new Team Fortress 2 is.
The recent Team Fortress 2.
Well, Team Fortress 1 was Team Fortress Classic. Then there's Team Fortress 2. But Team Fortress 2, for the Xbox, never got upgraded, never got anything put to it. Steam only upgraded the PC aspect of it.
Not the Mac version.
I don't know about the Mac version. Fuck the Mac anyways. I don't like those. Which we just lost all of our viewers. Anyways, but I'm just saying that playing the PC game, I can't do it so well because I got a shit computer to do, you know, what I can with to try to play it. So I can't really play the upgraded version. But when I got to play this is a downloadable one for Xbox Live. 1,200 points, bada bang, bada boom. Fucking right onto the fucking online. Killed tons of people for so much fun with kind of like the background of like the music that sounds like Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
But then also an announcer that's kind of, he can get kind of annoying now, but you know, he's kind of funny too in the background.
He sounds like more of a pro wrestler announcer.
Yeah.
He sounds like Jerry the King Lawler.
Something like that, along those lines, but also like mixed with what's his name? Who would always go, Pio!
Oh, Marv Albert.
Yeah, Marv Albert, basically.
Marv Albert.
Now, there's a guy with a crazy fetish.
Oh.
Just a tad. Just a little bit. Anyways, to go along with that, they definitely did a great job with this game. The whole setup that they did was they created, I believe 6 classes?
Yeah. It was 6 or 7.
6 or 7 classes. I'm trying to figure that one out. You've got your tank. You've got your... You got your...
Oh, that's a good class. I don't
know. Yeah, you got your gunner. You got your fuckbot. I mean, no, not a fuckbot.
Your assassin.
The assassin. Thank you. What else is there? No, fuck you. Your assault guy. Then... I think it's like 5 because
sniper.
You're supposed to only have 6
sniper.
Players. Snipers. So there's about 5 characters in all, basically.
Demo.
And then, no, well, he's actually a support guy, so that's 6, so I think you could have 7 on the, no, 6 on the field or something like that, and you go at it. It's so much fun because what it is you got to protect your robots at the same time while they're trying to get to the
money ball.
And it's very interesting because of how they design the game, and they have the robots on a set path, but it's, you know, it's not that easy to just lay them all to waste. I mean, they are easy to kill, it's just that it's hard when they're in groups.
Yeah.
That and
especially
you've got,
those little flying motherfuckers.
Yeah, you got those ones.
And the invisible gremlins.
Yeah, the invisible gremlins along with the bouncers, those are motherfuckers that can go after you and kill you easily.
And the jackpot.
Yes, the jackpot is the huge bitch that comes out of nowhere and just starts, you know, tromping around and killing people. And then if it gets to the money ball, all hell breaks loose and you basically lose. Because
and then
he cracks the fucking ball and he starts laying to waste all the people that are coming out of the spawn area, and all the other characters on the other team, all they have to do is just sit there and keep wailing on the money ball until it explodes.
Yep, and then once you destroy the jackpot, you get that stupid little mascot person.
Yeah, but also in the middle of the game, while the game is going on, like, I think every 5-10 minutes it pops up, it has the mascot, you know, come out, and what you're supposed to do is light him the fuck up with as much, you know, weaponry, and you get money for shooting him. And also, you do get little fun things. I got bacon one time. It was fucking hilarious because I was running around crazy with a gunner.
Yeah.
And I mean, gunners are usually big and heavy and slow. This guy was whipping around like he was an assassin.
No.
So it
was
fun.
This bacon extra crispy the way that it should
be? Oh, fuck
be,
yeah, or? It looked crispy. I mean, their motto for the game, it goes, keep your bullets cool and your bacon hot. Because
nice.
Of the whole setup that they have, they have a bullet casing in blue, giving high five to a piece of bacon.
Yeah. It would have been funnier if it was the Mets mascot.
I would have had too much fun with that, but that's the only thing is this isn't baseball, and I don't want a Mr. Baseball head running around. But, yeah, he kind of resembled him a little bit.
It's kind of fucked up, too, because it's a random fan of...
Well, that's the thing. The announcer, puts it on there. He's like, well, if you have some kind of written consent for this person, send it in, blah, 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 and they could be the running around as the mascot and get lit the fuck up. But it's pretty funny once the mascot comes in, he's like, oh, maybe that guy wish he wasn't the mascot, and then he gets just... He just gets fucked over.
And you hear him going, I'm your biggest fan!
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. If you try to go and bash him, he will go and actually use his, like, tummy and just fuck you in the face, basically. They'll give you a nice belly bump with your head and fuck you up a little bit. But besides that, it's usually easy just to light him up, but also you got to pay attention to what's going on around you. Otherwise, those damn assassins will just come up and go, surprise, butt sex!
What?
Yes. Yes. Especially if you're a gunner, the thing flips up over the top of it and goes and kicks your head in, basically. It's really fucking impressive. I mean, that's the other thing that I have to say is Azo, the guy who designed the game, you know, or was with the veteran designers on the game, he's like this fucking crazy-ass guy who's almost basically like a ninja.
Mm.
And he was actually incorporating a lot of the shit that he did into the game. Like, he was doing backflips off walls, he was doing certain movements.
Backflips, front flips.
He used an umbrella to pretend it was a gun to incorporate the sniper's movement in order to fucking knock somebody out of the actual game.
Yeah, when you were showing me this, I was sitting here impressed.
Like, why isn't this guy working for Hollywood?
Yeah, basically. Because I was like, fuck, that could have been another Jackie Chan right there. But better. Yeah. But, yeah, definitely this game is really impressed me. 5 stars straight out. I mean, I did my little excerpt or article on the website. And you can go and check it out. It's probably like the third or fourth one down right now.
And I agree, too, because I have it for my Xbox, and it's just flat-out fun, and you really lose track of time of actually playing.
Yes, you do lose track of time, but I have to say that, well, they have 2 different versions. They have the online, well, no, 3 different versions. They have online play, which is the actual thing where you're going against one another with bots. Then there's Blitz, as they call it, and then there's offline Blitz, where you're just you by yourself, and hopefully if you can get some friends to come over and play with you on the same monitor and kill people. But also, I do like the aspect that they did with the online gaming, because what it is like Halo, which I wish they've done to a lot of other games, with this game, you're able to do the setup like how Halo does it, when you go and take the aspect of having 3 of your other friends come over, if you have 3 other controllers, hop on all onto one TV, and then actually hop on online, because there's a lot of other games that are like the setup with that your friend has to transfer over their stuff onto your Xbox in order to have them play on the same fucking screen, so you could do, like, you know, Call of Duty or something like that, which is absolute bullshit.
Uh-huh.
I feel that, like, you paid for the fucking game, they could have at least incorporated that, you know, Halo thing. It should have been at least, you know, or maybe Microsoft should fucking tell the programmers just to do it straight out, because that gets more people into the games, that makes your servers being used. That means you get more fucking money because of that. Or at least I believe so, because at least your servers are getting used. I mean, shit, you're getting paid, like, people are shelling out money for, you know, to do the online play for Xbox, like, $50 a year. They should be able to have their friends come over and use it as well.
Well, who knows, maybe Black Ops might have it for that setup.
Well, maybe, you know, that they might have that kind of thing, but just, you know, it's not for everybody, I guess.
Yeah, some of them. I can kind of understand that. I mean, that's kind of like the people who are complaining about the Scott Pilgrim video game not having the online play.
Well, that one I can see it as an issue because it's, you know, not everybody could get together and play in the same goddamn room. Especially, you know, with this goddamn economy because everybody's been working lately.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's more or less that people have to, you know, figure out how to play. You know, or they have to design the game so that it can incorporate the online play. Mm-hmm. But I think also the other factor is I bet on Xbox when it does come out for the Scott Pilgrim that you're going to be able to play with other people online because of the fact is PS3 is free online.
Yeah.
So maybe they might be doing that just because.
Maybe. Who knows? And then there might be like an update for the PlayStation version.
Possibly, but that's if you're lucky enough.
Yeah.
But when games go inter systems, it's kind of hard to say what's going on and how things are going to be affected. I mean, certain graphics are going to be different. How the game is played, you know, if you go and play Call of Duty and you go and play Xbox to PS3, those are almost the same exact game. You play it on Wii, fucking different game altogether, just because of the fact of how the control scheme is,
yeah,
how the graphics are, mm-hmm. how much they can fit on one fucking disc because that's a big ass game.
Yeah.
So, but back to Monday Night Combat, this is definitely a setup that I think if you get the trial version, you get at least a half hour of play, I believe. So you can actually try out the game, see how it goes, and if you like it, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely got a good couple of the friends hooked on this game, and hell, I took a break for one day and they surpassed me, and it was fucking
Christ.
Ridiculous. I mean, Jay Bizzle, that motherfucker right there, he goes and starts it. Like, I already started it up. I was already almost up to 20. He starts it. Remember how we were doing the shit last week?
Yeah.
It came back on Sunday to play. He was already up to, like, 43. So it's like, what the fuck? So, yeah, it's definitely one of those things that it's crazy because of how, you know, if you play the game right, you'll be able to win, you know, the money ball a lot more, get more money, just play the game, play your cards right, and you'll be fucking a champion in no time. Just because of how this game is.
Yeah.
So much fun. So, definitely 5 stars easily.
And I concur with that rating, too. And it's kind of cheap, too. It's, what is it,
1,200 Xbox Live points for such a kick-ass game.
Yeah.
Well, I do agree with that 5-star rating, and I only watched Blue play it for a little bit. And it actually looked kind of awesome. So, yeah. I can't really say much. I only watched.
Yeah, but you
need to play more, man.
You did enjoy it.
You're trying to introduce me to more sports. You should be introduced to more video games.
Well, okay, wouldn't that be considered... That would be considered a sport because of the fact that you're running around doing stuff. It's almost like paintball. And that's a fucking sport? Fuck anybody else who says it's not.
Well, then, Mr. Duck, if you want to play more video games, can I have one of your three video game systems?
No. I paid good money for all three of them.
Wait, fuck you. You got gifts. Fuck you. Somebody loves you.
Yes.
Anyways...
Hey, you say my mom doesn't love me?
No, I mean somebody else loves him. In another way.
Can I love your parents?
No, not that.
No.
An outside source, which is inside source.
Yes.
Oh, that source.
Yes.
That source doesn't give me shit.
The one that was drunk last night.
I know. You know what you're talking about. That source doesn't give me anything.
Bastard!
I asked.
Although,
you.
Once you start talking about Pokemon, she just sobers up just like that. It's magic. I don't know how she does it.
Yeah, well, when she was hanging out with Daniel, fuck yeah.
And she had to Twitter. She had to Twitter something that Anvil said.
Well, dude, there was a lot of shit said last night that was Twittered.
You know what? That's not fair, because I got Twittered about for something that happened almost a year ago.
Almost a year ago? It was 6 months ago.
Well, yeah, basically.
It's been over 6 months.
A little bit of slippage right there.
But we won't talk about that.
No, yeah, you brought it up on the show the day, you know, the very next show after.
Yeah, there's that too. Alright, so, yeah. What else is going on here?
Well, we tried out a couple other demos. We tried out Tom Clancy's Hawks 2.
Now, your feeling on it was kind of like, fuck.
I was kind of getting bored with it. I was impressed with the graphics. The controls were kind of iffy, but once I played with them a little bit more, I got used to them. But then when it got to actual combat, I was, like, yawning throughout the entire levels.
With me, I had fun time trying to do the actual plane to getting my gas put into the plane because of the fact of, like, they take away so many controls. It's like, wait, you're on autopilot. Why the fuck can't I move?
Yeah.
I mean, why is the plane drifting? Why is it doing that? And then I finally figured out that you could use the flaps and all this other bullshit.
Uh-huh.
The other thing that was a really big issue that I have to say with this game is that you weren't able to do what you did on the first game, which was be able to go into the special mode and fly around the other plane and be able to do kind of this weird, you know, skidding motion across the sky in order to get behind the other plane. But... I don't know. One of my friends, he's the maniac at the game because he loves it, and he's a flight, you know, connoisseur, basically. He fucking loves shit that has to do with flying, like, everything from Ace Combat down to whatever else, like, probably Snoopy. But dealing with this game, you know, I have to say that it's kind of iffy, you know, when it actually comes out. My friend, he's actually going to probably buy the game, and he's going to play it, and he's going to give me some insight about how the actual game plays.
Because, like I said, throughout most of the levels, I was spending more time doing basically nothing but drifting.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that you got to fly around in order to figure out what the hell's going on in the game.
Yeah, but it just bored me to tears. Like, I was impressed with the graphics, but pretty sparkly graphics... don't make an awesome game, or at least an awesome demo.
Yeah, that's true. So I say, like, 3 for the demo.
I give it a 2.
I give it nothing, because I've never seen it.
Good for you, buddy.
Good for you.
Hey, I need to open my mouth every once in a while to stay relevant.
Right.
It's in my contract!
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What contract?
What fucking contract?
Well, this is another 10 minutes I have to speak or take my shirt off, and I don't feel like taking my shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's later, buddy. Hey, yeah. That's later.
Oh, okay.
So, should we move on to NHL 11?
Yes, let's move on to NHL 11.
Go hockey.
You motherfuckers.
NHL 11. The demo that we got to try out for it, you play...
Wait, you did PS3, right?
Yes, I played PS3.
I did Xbox.
Yes.
And I did none of them.
Because you're a whore.
Fuck you.
Wait, you say you didn't do any of them, but you did do something. You had to have.
No.
You're a whore.
No.
You are a whore.
No, I'm not.
Okay. We'll make sure of that.
I retired my whorehood.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, anyways.
And maybe tonight...
What did you feel about the game?
All right, well, first off, I think it was pretty interesting that we were only able to play the last quarter...
Well, that's what they always do with these fucking games. They always go and take and say, here you go, here's a sliver of our goddamn game, you're not going to be able to play all three rounds in it, you're just going to be able to play
Third periods,
rounds, fucking quarters, whatever. It's the same thing with football.
And did you notice how quickly the periods went? Bullshit that was 20 minutes.
No, it's 5 minutes. They did 5-minute quarters. That's like how they do it in order to get you try to hooked onto the game. And then I feel like they should have given you a little bit more time to try it out because the way that they set it up is when you played as... Well, I played Philadelphia, and Philadelphia was the one who lost, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so... I was like, fuck it, I'll play Philadelphia. And they were already up 4-0. And I went, what the fuck is up with this shit? God damn it. I was like, oh, wait, this is the last official game of the fucking series. And I went, shit, you gotta be kidding me. I can't fucking actually play the real fucking game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely really sucked that I couldn't really get into the game that well. So, I mean, if I could actually play the game, I could comment more. And the other thing is I went and tried the actual... you know, the instructional video, kind of, more or less.
Yeah.
And when I was playing the instructional part, it was good, but the other issue was is you can't control the fucking character like that when they're up, like, on that high-ass view. I think they need to do a setup where you can actually go down closer to the ice.
I agree.
Instead of this whole fucking, you know, above view. I've seen this goddamn above view since Sega Genesis did their whole
act. Yeah, I was having issue figuring out who had the fucking puck.
That too.
One of the other issues I was having was, again, a little bit more of the control scheme. And not to mention the aiming of the puck.
Well, they did make it really, you know, complicated from what you used to be able to have to do, seeing that there were so many less buttons. But now that we have multiple buttons, there's so many configurations that you could do now. But this is their whole setup is if you do, like, a slap shot, you gotta pull the right stick down and then click it back up really fast in order to do a slap shot. A wrist shot is like just pushing upwards. Moving your character around is a pain in the ass. Trying to pass to the other characters is a pain in the ass. It just didn't feel like it was that smooth of a game, but I could only wait until 2K11 comes out. Then I could probably compare it to it.
Well, that's the thing with 2K11. It's only going to be coming out for the Wii. It's going
to
be really interesting.
I think that's because those motherfuckers have noticed that it's a lot easier to be using a controller that you're actually able to perform the motions with.
Yes.
To do a slap shot or a pass or whatever.
And I agree. And they've always said those have been the better selling games.
The other thing I have to say is that they pushed the setup of how they have the guy against the sidings and stuff like that. And how to kick out the puck, that was pretty impressive, but I felt that, you know, sometimes it's irrelevant in the game, because who the fuck wants to sit around doing that? Although I did have fun beating the shit out of people. I did get into a couple fights, and I had my fun with that, like how they did the fighting scheme on that. How to duck, how to bob, how to weave, how to grab the shirt certain ways, rock the guy, and then knock him the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sweet deal. Although I just wish I could play as the Bruins.
Well, yeah, we will play
as you'll be able to play as the Bruins, but I just wish I could have played it in the demo.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with most demos, is that you're stuck playing just two fucking teams. I played as the Chicago Blackhawks, I was up 2-1, but I still fucking lost during overtime.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't figure out how to fucking aim for the net. Well, that, and there was just too many fucking players that just beating the shit out of me.
Well, the way that they have it set up is if you push up on the left side of the stick or the right side of the stick or the right, bottom, left, wherever the hell you put it, you hit it with the right stick, they will put it towards that part of the net. So if you're coming up on the right side of the goalie and then you go and push it back on the left side, he might miss it, he might catch it, so it depends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely an interesting game how they did. I could probably only give it a 3.5 maybe.
About the same for me. I think just only a 3, just because of the controlling issue.
Yeah, controls is a big issue, but a lot of people, they enjoy the game, they love their hockey, so they'll play it any way that they want to.
I'm more interested to know if they're going to adapt the PlayStation Move or the Microsoft Kinect to this NHL 11.
Well, that's the whole thing right now, is Kinect is going to be a trial and error right now. I know that they have like a good 10 games out for between dancing, sports, all this other bullshit that they're going to be putting out there, and if those games actually do it, the other companies will come in and finally put their fucking their foot in the door and say, okay, we're going to design a game for the Kinect now. Let's go and do this. Let's do Call of Duty for Kinect. Let's do, you know, Medal of Honor. Anything like that. Halo, fuck. Dude, people would have too much fun probably doing that. And probably lose a lot more weight. Because of those fat fuckers. But, I mean, you know what I like? This is the dance one that they showed for Kinect.
Yeah.
That girl was fucking hot.
Well, Ninja Sifter tried out that game while she was over at E3, and she was said it's going to be the best-selling game of 2010 when that comes out.
Well, that was the other thing, is that this game, with those games that they're doing with the whole Kinect, it's doing a lot more monitoring of the body than most actually expected. It gets knees, joints, you know, I mean, they said about 23 joints in the, you know, body, like movements and stuff. Like, you got your head, your neck movement, you got your elbows, you got your shoulders, you got your knees, everything. It goes down almost the whole body.
That's kind of awesome.
And I'm surprised at how much work goes into, you know, the Kinect moving, considering that you don't have anything that'll be attached to you.
Well, that's the beauty of this, is because it could just line up the shit that, you know, you already have. I mean, you don't need to put on the goddamn stupid suits that they have to do in order to create half the games. Have you ever seen how they've done, like, the Madden NFL games and stuff like that?
Yeah.
These guys are usually wearing black suits with the dots on them, and they go into the run-through, and the camera records it, and they take and connect the dots, basically, and then that's what makes the players on the actual game. And then,
yeah. I reckon you wouldn't be the type that wants to put on a black suit and play a video game like that.
We'll see.
That and people checking out my junk, yeah, sure.
Truth be told, though, I think it would be awesome if it could read your motion. Like, you have to actually run to get to work.
Well, yeah, they're going to be doing a run motion thing.
That's what them WeFit does, well, especially with the jogging.
I know.
And you don't need the board for that one. It's the
not
controller.
Like the how the old Nintendo used to be. Not like how the old Nintendo. I love that whole pad thing that used to just fucking sit there and just run. You know how much weight I lost because of that? When I was back at football for Pop Warner and I had to lose weight, I was using that thing almost every fucking day and I lost weight for it. Plus salad.
I know, I'd go out and buy a treadmill and sit there and play video games. It's like,
that's the thing I was thinking about doing was, is if they could get it so that you could get maybe even one of those non-motorized treadmills and power it by yourself that can hold people's weight. And just be able to walk on that, and then that could record the motion that you're doing. Then you could be so much better at it. You'd be losing weight. You'd be running around. You'd be getting your exercise that you need to. Because not everybody, you know, well, I know I've talked to my boss a couple times. He's like, listen, I play a video game. I want to sit on my fucking ass, and I want to play a goddamn video game. I know that there's those people. But there's the other people that are like, okay, they gotta sit, you know, some people feel like they need to jump around the fucking room in order to get, you know, playing the game. Also, they need to do, you know, they do the motions with the fucking controller, they go back and forth. Why the fuck can't they incorporate it? They'll have it done sometime in the near future.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully when I'm, you know, 30. Next 6 years, please.
I would guess the next 6 years.
I'm hoping the next 6 years. I would hope that would be like the gamer. You just walk into the room and it's already automatically connected to you.
Yeah.
But I mean, with the Kinect, you're basically going to be able to walk into the room and it will do facial and body recognition, and then
it'll do facials?
Facial recognition, douchebag.
I think this would happen when we have our kids. Like, our kids will be able to play video games like that.
Yeah, and then we'll be like, yeah, sonny, come here, daughter, too. Let me explain this to you. You used to sit on your fucking ass this whole time and be able to play the fucking thing. Look at how fucking strong you are. You know how fat I was when I was your age? I was fucking huge.
I was so big that three of us would sit in a room and nobody else could come in.
Yeah, basically, that's set up right now.
Hey!
Oh, come on. My room's not that small.
Well,
dude, it's not like your room. Come on, dude. Your room is just like, cut this bitch in half.
You're the heaviest one in the room.
Fuck you.
Hey. heavy as the crumb lays upon the king's head.
What the fuck does that mean?
You've never heard that line?
You never heard
the crown that sits on the king's head?
No.
You'll understand later on.
Fine.
You'll say,
you know, you'll be riding one of those by the time you're 50.
Fuck yeah! I hope so. I'll fucking chase down people with that shit and fucking run them over.
Yo, I'll put hydraulics on, not hydraulics, nitro. So they go down to the kids that run me out, yeah?
And then just take out a fucking cane and just whip them in the fucking legs.
Cane?
Give me my fucking shillelagh!
Yeah. Oh! Anyways. But yeah, back to the game. I think that would be a great, you know, setup for them to go with that. But until Kinects come out in the holiday season, I don't know.
They're saying sooner.
Well, yeah, no, actually, I think it was like November, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, that's still fucking holiday season sales.
Good point.
So it's still going to be
Thanksgiving on.
It's yeah, the PlayStation Move.
They'll put it out probably around Thanksgiving. You know all those people that, like, have fucking, you know, coma from the turkey and stuff like that somehow miraculously wake up the next morning and do that shopping day. Fuck you, Anvil.
I used to, before I started working overnights. Me and my family used to get up at 3:30 in the morning and head out.
I can't fucking do that. I love online shopping.
That's what we call a suicide mission.
Actually, we did do a suicide mission one time. I'm going to tell you guys this awesome story. My cousin Kelly, love her to death. We can call her Snoopy.
Snoopy!
Right? She wanted this really awesome digital camera. Each store was only going to have 10. We're in line. We're about halfway in line. And we got all these people. Yeah, we want a camera. We want a camera. No, we want a camera. And it came on Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving only, if you bought the camera, the free docking station.
Is that one of those Kodak ones with the docking station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I have.
I got one of those.
So it's one of those. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
So all the people go running through the Sears up the mall, and you have to go to the second floor towards the electronics.
The escalator is a fucking bitch.
Everybody's running for the escalator. I, being as smart as I am, they're going up one side. I run up the down escalator. Everybody's looking at me like, holy shit. I get to the top. I grab one. I take 3 steps. I turn around. There's none left. My aunt, and then finally we get to the top. I'm holding them like, in the corner. I got my pocket knife in my hand. And I'm like, ooh. Like, Doug, it's something else.
Nobody's stealing it.
Put it in the carriage. Somebody tried to steal it out of our carriage.
You're shitting me.
No.
What did you do to him?
I just stared down the old dude. He was like 80 years old.
Did he shit his pants?
I don't know, but he looked at me and, you know, made the...
Yeah, I know. If you're that old, you don't shit your pants. You shit your depends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you try to act like a tough old guy. You are not stealing anything from my carriage. Once it goes in, it's there.
Maybe it was one of those hardcore sailors back in the day. Never mind.
Hello, sailor.
Yeah, almost like that.
And then there was also one time when my cousin wanted this awesome football set for his son. Mm-hmm. There's only one left. I ran and I jumped up to get it. I heard somebody, excuse me, sir, can you get that off the shelf for the guy? I run, jump up, grab and run. And I'm actually proud that I did it because my little cousin just started playing Papuana.
Nice.
Yay.
And we used to think that, you know, he'd be one of the wimpy kids. Mm-hmm. Running back. Nice. And he ran over the kid. My cousin sent us a video texting it, and we were so proud. He ran over this bigger kid.
Yeah. Unlike Q, who was the mascot.
Dude, all pro defensive end, baby.
Where's the muscle? All they can see is your the chicken leg you just had.
Oh.
This coming from the Frenchman. Who probably doesn't even know what a weight looks like.
See the frog leg right here?
Oh!
The only thing you guys know how to play with is your wee-wee.
Really?
Yeah, because we're perfect at it. That's why the ladies love us.
Then how come you have to play with your
wee-wee? No. You guys are just really good at foreplay.
Yes, we are very good. we're good with speaking with our tongues.
Giving cigarettes, wine, and more cigarettes, and a little bit more wine.
Yes.
Hey, just because you guys are used to sucking your oysters out of the shell, that's why you guys are better at that, but we're...
You're like a yes guy, go.
Alright, let's get back into the show.
Fuck this shit.
Yes, let's go into sports.
Sports! Right now, we're watching the football game.
Yeah, we're talking about Philadelphia Eagles versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, and my Bengals are leading their Eagles.
There was an ouchies basically a little while ago where the guy's hand went and kind of snapped almost a little bit around.
Jeremy Maclin's arm got twisted straight around. He went down. We're waiting on further news on him.
It was ouchies.
Yes, so hopefully...
But yeah, this is actually a pretty fucking good game, considering.
7-0.
Considering it's just an exhibition?
Yeah, it's just an exhibition. They just, you know, throw
this
game
together. There's only a second preseason game. There's still a couple more... So, give it about 3 weeks before real football starts. Let me get it.
Yeah. Let's just hope so.
Now, what's up with the Red Sox here? They were winning a couple of nights ago, and
then... Yeah, they're fucking losing.
Yeah.
Yo, we won a couple good games, and then we get Toronto, and everybody's like, yay, we're so gonna be, you know, beating up on this team. We lose 16-2. Lester. I don't know what happened to Lester.
See, now you fucking jinxed it.
Why?
I fucking swore you jinxed the fucking game. You know why?
Why?
Because you were like, yep, Lester's in. We're going to win it.
It's Lester. You expect it.
Oh, yeah, of course, but Lester's not like the fucking god that he's made out to be.
No,
somebody
not.
Else is down.
Well, hey,
the
angle.
The man beat cancer and came back to throw a no-hitter.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. But it just wasn't his night.
No, it's the worst night of his entire career.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it couldn't have happened.
Unless, of course, he walks
sign.
In on his wife with another man. Then that is the worst night of his career.
Dude. Why would you make that joke?
That's going to happen.
It's like he's going to be walking down the hallway one day and he gets shanked. He looks over, there's John Lester. He's like, fuck you. And leaves you bleeding in the hallway.
Yeah.
Lester, I'll...
Fuck your couch.
Just send me an email to anvil@bostonbassbrigade.com. I'll tell you where he lives so you can shank him.
We'll hold this bitch down for
well,
you.
Well, yeah, if you shank me, there goes the show.
Hey, me and Blue have done
it. I can run something. At least I think.
Me and Blue have done the show while you were gone.
I know that.
And we do know how to stay touch with my sister.
No.
So technically, we could, you know, turn on the king. And technically, we're recording at Blue's Bomb Shelter, so we have all the recording stuff we need.
Hi-yo!
Yeah, wow.
I'm going to shut up now.
Alright, back to sports.
So the Patriots played the other night, and it was a really good game against...
They whipped some ass!
They won 35-10. Defense looked good, offense looked good, but... The biggest part of the night was the return of Wes Welker.
Yay, Wessie!
Two receptions for 20 yards. And literally his season ended with a torn ACL, PCL, or MCL.
Whatever the fuck
it is. He tore two out of the three.
He tore some shit up.
Yeah. And he had surgery and now he's back.
He had a bad ouchie.
A really bad ouchie. Like so ouchie that it made him cry. Mm-hmm. And that's one tough little fucker. I know if I had to go to war, I am so taking him with me. You know, he might shoot
somebody
in
the face. He's a short little fucker, too. He's like a Dustin Pedroia of the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. He's a Dustin Pedroia of the
and
Patriots.
And Rondo is the same one for the Celtics.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. We got to find one for the Bruins. But they all look taller than Chase. We'll give
him. He's kind of short, but he's not that short.
Yeah.
He's
a
tough motherfucker, so I'll take it.
He's short, like we call him Little John of sorts.
Yeah.
Well, with your haircut, we could call you Little John, too.
No, I'm more of a Friar Tuck.
Yeah, I'll take Friar Tuck. Eating all them chicken. Yes, I made a good luck chicken necklace. Dude, what the fuck?
Dude, it's fucking Margatti.
Yeah. But
What else is going on, eh?
Well, tonight we have the Strike Force fight.
Alright, you want me to name him off?
Which gives King Mo another title defense.
King Mo Law, at 7-0 record.
But also...
Against Rafael Fajardo. I can't really say it.
Fajardo!
But this is one fight that I'm looking more forward to, and that's seeing big Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley at 5-0 record. He's 6'4", 250 pound.
And what a lot of people don't know about
Chad
him?
Griggs. Whoever the fuck Chad Griggs is.
You guys want to know the funny thing about... Bobby Lashley? He was a Marine.
Didn't he used to wrestle, too?
Yes.
He,
when he left the Marine Corps, he went over to WWE.
Nice.
And then he wanted to get back into real fighting.
Well, let's put it this way. With the voting situation going on right now, King Mo is winning by 71%, and Bobby Lashley is winning by 86%. So that, I mean, that's just a percentage of saying who they believe is going to win the most. Mm-hmm. So the underdogs can pop up out of nowhere.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
It's the any given Sunday rule, which started with football but moved on to anything, which means any given day, any two teams or people can step in to any sports arena and anyone can walk out the winner.
Now, the one issue that I've got about with the Showtime setup is that they don't have a separate fucking network to have them show their prelims. You know how when we go to watch a UFC...
They don't have prelims. That's their only fight.
No, these are prelims. There's prelims right here at the bottom.
Yeah, they are.
They have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... About 7 or 8 fights beforehand.
Okay.
And then they leave off with these last 4. We always catch the last 4. Because they only get an hour and a half, maybe 2,
I think. They should make more of a deal with, Versus or...
Now, what that was the other thing is, recently I was watching the other fights, and they were fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Because of the fact is that they had a women's...
tournament.
Women's tournament, but it was not 135, because that would be Cyborg and shit like that. I think it was 105 and 110, somewhere around there. It was really lightweight, and they had an awesome little tournament to get up to the main fighter in order to fight the championship of that group. Well, actually, they got a belt, but it was fucking awesome, the little tournament that they had. The women were fucking spectacular. They fucking kicked so much ass, and I mean, they kicked ass, and then they'd go back, the doctors would check them out, the next two women would fight, whoever went out of that would go back, and they'd get checked out, they'd have a couple of the other fights, then those two women would come back out, and then they'd fight each other. It was brilliant. I liked how they did it. It was back like how they used to do in the hardcore stage.
It was like the old days of King of the Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, back when fight... And actually, the original UFC, back with Royce Gracie, you would fight 3-4 times a night.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah, that's how the old stuff used to be, and you wore shoes back then.
Yeah, you could wear shoes. Dude, you could wear a gi. You could do anything.
But now Dana White has made it fighting what it is.
Yeah, he made it set up so it's almost like boxing. He made a commission for it. He did everything, basically, for MMA.
Pretty good for a man from the South of the area.
I was just about to say that. Thank you for stealing it on me.
Hey, I have to say something about sports. Like, you have to say something about video games.
It's not in your contract.
Yes, it is.
Let me see it.
Where's the union?
We don't have a union.
Oh, yes, yet. We do. Me yet. And Lou are in the union.
Yet.
We're in the Fat Man of America union.
Almost. But, yeah, I mean, this looks like we got, you know, the two main... Those are the two real main fights that we're looking at, but, I mean, they do have the other ones as well.
Oh, Lou, we have to laugh again.
Uh-oh, why?
Why?
Oh, I thought you'd start reading the names again.
No,
he doesn't want to tempt him again.
No, fuck that, I'm not tempting that shit again. I mean, Souza and Kennedy, they versus each other, but that's the whole thing, it's like... King Mo is at... That's the last fight of the night. Then there's the Souza one here. Then there's KG Nunes versus Jorge Gurgel?
Gurgel?
Gurgel? I don't know.
Gurgel. No, he Gurgel Gershwin.
Dude, let's put it this way. If your fucking first name is George, but you spell it like J-O-R-G-E, that's Jorge.
Hip hip Jorge!
And then your last name is G-U-R-G-E-L. There's no fucking way. It's gotta be Gurgel.
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 Whatever. Fuck, man.
Gurgel.
And then there's French. Bobby Lashley versus Chad.
I'm surprised Frenchie over here didn't get him.
Doesn't even sound like a French name.
No, Gurgel? It doesn't.
No, Gurgel.
No.
No, it's spelled almost like Gurgel, but it's Gurgel.
I don't know. Whatever.
No, if it was Gurgel, it would end with a G-A-U-L-T.
No. Shut up! I'm right, you're wrong. Get over it.
No, no.
Get over it, Frenchie. No, leave the white flag. That's all you guys
are. Alright, well, speaking of MMA.
On his
battle mutiny! Board. Mutiny!
Speaking of MMA, we'll talk about the UFC fight coming up next week.
Yes. The UFC fight next week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's supposed to be in Boston.
Live from Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Saturday night!
What the fuck? No.
Yeah, anyways, shut up.
There's
UFC 118 from the TD Bank North Garden.
Top person at the cards is Frankie Edgar versus BJ Penn.
I think Edgar's gonna win it.
Fuck you.
I say BJ Penn.
BJ the prodigy Penn will beat Frankie the answer Edgar.
Alright, Randy Couture versus James Toney, the boxer.
Well, depending on how good his leg movements are.
Randy Couture will win.
Yes, Randy Couture will outbox.
You know what was actually funny? I was watching the Strikeforce, and actually when the women's tournament that was going on, and guess who came out?
Who?
Ryan Couture. His son came out and submit a guy in under 30 seconds.
Well, his wife, Kim, used to fight for Strikeforce, too.
Yeah. But it was really impressive.
That's the thing with the Couture, is that Dana White has so much respect for him that he lets him and his family go wherever.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, is if he does this good at Strikeforce, he gets his contract over with, he'd probably go to UFC in two years.
Well, that's what it is before they signed into a UFC contract, they wanted to give him a shot to make it. They still have a female, so Kim went over there. But Dana respects him so much. He's a legend. He made this, but he also owns Extreme Couture, and he'll teach young fighters himself.
He'll teach everybody anybody for any fighting style. What's the lower one from UFC that they fight? You could fight in that and then get picked up.
Or Pride?
It used to be Pride or something like that. It's something else now.
WEC.
WEC.
Well, the Extreme Cage Fighting.
You got WEC, which is brought up from, the whole...
Well, they bought it out. Yeah. They bought Pride.
But that's the other thing, is you could be brought up that way, or you could go and fight another way, which is Strikeforce, and then there's a couple other fighting places where you get picked up.
I find it awesome that, guys like the three of us can walk into Extreme Couture, and Randy Couture would teach us how to fight.
Yeah.
Because he's always there.
As long as we pay it right. What's wrong with this guy's torso?
Who?
Mario Miranda versus Demaya Maya. I don't know what the fuck.
Damian Maya.
Yeah, Damian Maya. There you go.
But
Mario Miranda, his fucking torso is really weird. It doesn't look like he's got a weird ass fucking torso. I mean, look at it. A piece of it's missing.
What do you mean? There's nothing missing. That's how he's supposed to be.
No. All right, those are his shorts. That's his waistline. What the fuck is this?
Oh, no. He had an issue as a child. He went to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and the family thought he was a rib and picked him up and bit into him.
Ow.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I have to say. This guy is fucking creepy looking.
Yeah.
Well, if he looks like that when he goes on there, I think he's going to lose.
Well, I think he might get kicked in half.
Well, we're going to have to see when he fights next week.
No, he's going to be, third to last on the fight card here. Then we got Kenny Florian versus Gray
Maynard.
Maynard, yeah.
That's going to be a great one. I'm a Kenny Florian fan.
I like Kenny Florian,
but Maynard's good.
He's 10-0 right now, dude.
Well, he really works with that, nickname of the bully. He is a bully.
What the fuck is a 1NC?
It's a contest.
Oh, no shit.
Which meant, the fight gets, changed later on due to something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No contest because that fighter just shit his pants.
Failed drug test. Or,
oh no shit!
The referee should have called it on something.
Then we got Nate Diaz versus Marcus Davis.
That's gonna be a good one. I'm going with Marcus Davis, the Irish hand grenade.
Agreed.
He's got a 22-7-0, which means he's got some fucking experience backing him. Nate Diaz, he's got 12-5-0, so I think it's going to turn into 12-6-0 just because I don't think he's got enough experience. But, he looks like he's... Well, I don't know if... It doesn't really give the age right here, but I think he might be a little bit younger, but also it doesn't give the reach, the motherfuckers.
Well, they won't give the official reach until the day before.
Yeah, exactly.
When they do the official weigh-in.
Joe Lauzon versus Gabe Rudiger?
Rudiger and Lauzon is going to be a good one. Lauzon's from Boston.
Dude, what the fuck is up with this? He's got no record on here.
You want to hear something hilarious?
What?
I saw Lauzon the other day.
Oh, yeah? Lauzon's got 17-5, so...
Well, do you know what the best part of him is?
What?
He doesn't own a car. He lives in Boston. How do you think he gets around?
Train.
We see him all the time, but he's not a huge name fighter, so nobody really notices unless you're a huge fight fan.
Well, the only other good thing is that he's in Boston. So... Well,
I know I wished him luck. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, said thank you, and looked surprised that somebody knew who he was.
Andre Winter versus Nick Lentz.
Well, I do have one more thing that I want to say. Until I started doing that article piece for our website, I had no clue who Lauzon was either. But you stare at the person's picture long enough putting together information, I recognize him.
Yeah.
So any other time, I wouldn't have recognized him at all.
Andre Winter and Nick Lentz.
Well, you have to go with Winter. because Lent just reminds me of, you know, a very bad holiday.
Well, but that's the only thing. Lent is 23-2. No. See, that's the thing I'm trying to explain. It is he's 20 wins, 3 losses, and 2 ties? Or draws, or what?
Basically...
How the fuck do they explain that?
That final one is when it comes down to a decision. Mm. So, okay. All the runs have been fought. It's just like hockey. When it goes into overtime,
yeah,
you get that one on that other side. So, basically, you know, it's all because of...
And yeah. Winners 12-3-1.
There's some good fights. Yeah. I'm glad they gave us a good showcase here in Boston.
Definitely, for our first fight, for our first event.
There's only one that's going to top this.
What's
next
that?
Month. Both Nagueras are fighting in the same night. One against Frank Mir.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ooh, it should be interesting.
I mean, it's going to be some good stuff coming up, and I'm really happy, but some of the fights lately just haven't been too enthusiastic. You'll get one good fight, like, you know, the Lesnar-Carr one that we had to watch, but then the rest of the
fights... We had, like, those three that we watched, like, right off the bat in the first part of the summer, and then, like, it dropped off mid-summer because there was nothing really that great fighting.
I heard rumors that the one for Christmas time is supposed to be the ultimate.
Really?
I guess a couple championships are rumored. You know, it's only small rumors being put out there of what they're trying to put together.
Interesting.
So we'll see what happens. I'd love to see a couple championship fights.
You think it might be over here in Boston? Or?
It might be too soon to come back, but...
What do you mean, too soon to come
back? They have a lot of venues.
Yeah,
now they cover in our circle.
They've got tons of venues now. It's only
they
funny.
Do each one before they hit the next one again.
Okay.
So to make sure each one gets hit, we'll probably get one a year.
You think they might even come to the DCU Center?
Yeah.
I think it's too small of a venue.
Okay.
It would be cool, but...
You think they might ever take over, like, Fenway Park?
That would be too much of a fucking dream, but the tickets would be
so
expensive.
I know Dana White has dreamed about doing something like that.
He's dreamed of 2 spots. Fenway and Gillette.
Gillette would be a sexy fucking venue.
It would be.
I mean, if you've seen, like, how they've done, like, a lot of halftime shows or something like that at Gillette or something, that seems like it's the perfect place. You throw the ring right in the middle of the 50-yard line. You've got all those seats that are wrapped around it. Then you can wrap rounds on it. On the actual field. Those
Dude,
would be so expensive.
Do a musical halftime show. Do an MMA halftime show.
The only other thing that I have to say is the baseball park, I don't know if that would be such a good idea. Because you'd have to put it down there like the pitcher's mound. You'd have to have it actually.
They had a boxing match recently.
They did boxing there?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's an octagon. It's not a fucking box.
Still, they played hockey there.
Yeah, but there were still places where people couldn't see a lot of the fucking action.
Well, that's why... Well, they had to do that in the outfield. You move it more towards, you know, second base.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think it would have worked out better. But it's trial and error.
So we'll have to see.
There's so much I'd love to see in the fight world. I'm looking forward to one because I absolutely hate one fighter and I love the other. The upcoming season of Ultimate Fighter.
Yep.
Pitts. Josh Koscheck. You know Josh Koscheck.
Josh Koscheck.
The one with the blonde hair. The dark. Him versus George Rush St. Pierre, GSP.
St. Pierre.
He may be Canadian, but not all Canadians are bad.
I like St. Pierre.
Uh-huh.
Fuck the other guy. I hate him. He's such a... I just don't like his fighting style.
No, it's just his fighting style's horrible.
His fighting style...
He's too cocky.
Absolute shit. He thinks he's, like, the fucking best, and whenever I've seen him fight, he's like a pussy.
Yeah. I think GSP will knock him out. And the sad part is, GSP's not a knockout fighter. He'll submit you, but I think he can...
What weight class is this again?
Lightweight.
God damn it. I want them to fucking throw in, like, an Omega weight. Just give us something fucking super heavyweight, like, ultra fucking heavyweight, something. Fucking A.
Do like a super heavyweight where...
Give us something over 265, because there's guys like, we can't lose that fucking weight.
Dreadlove, go with super heavyweight and have it go from 265 to 310, or 315.
Yeah, around there. That would be a fucking fair setup right there.
Yeah, but then guys like Dave Bautista would never have to lose weight.
Yeah, exactly.
But then who would we have to face?
There's a lot of fighters out there that... Because there are some things that have super heavy weight.
I mean, look at a lot of these football players on here. I mean, hell, they are weighing like 350 easily, and they could have dropped that poundage to fucking 315 and be like, bingo, I'm going to fight now.
And just be completely jacked at that point.
Yeah.
Guys like me, let's say I was about, you know, 300, mm-hmm. I'd be cut.
Basically.
And it sucks.
Because, you know, they don't take height into account, because I'm about 6'6 area.
I mean, dude, you could be like 7 foot fucking tall, you know, 265 pounds, but you'd be thin as a fucking rod.
Exactly, because I've had, you know, doctors tell me that if I get down, you know, to 270 after that, I'd look too sickly.
You'd look like, yeah, that's the other thing is that my doctor said, you know, when I was trying to go for the Marines, they said, yeah, I need to be 210. I'm about 280 right now. It's like, if I drop down to that, I'd be an anorexic.
Well, they told me originally 220, but then they do a muscle mass index where they sit you in a thing to take your muscle mass, and you can get special permission on that one.
Now, the other fact is that my doctor says, and I'm not stealing this line, you're not fat, you're big boned. Literally, I have thick fucking bones.
Actually,
my bone density is the most fucking heaviest thing on me.
Because I have thicker bones.
Wondering if you're paying attention, just seeing if you.
You just got me like dropping. Like, and actually, I've seen an X-ray of my entire skeletal system. It's the same thing that takes the index. You can do a full body scale.
Yeah.
My rib cage is actually wider by 4.5 inches.
Yeah.
Weird.
Now the other thing is that with me, I haven't broken a bone in my body. I just don't
me
know
neither.
If I haven't.
I've broken
me
them.
Neither.
I've broken them.
That's because you're a crazy fuck. I mean, I pushed myself to a limit of, like, to the limit, and past it, I still haven't fucked myself up.
Well,
I've always fucked myself up, but I haven't fucked myself up.
Yeah. Well, truth be told, with all my years of sports, you know, football, hockey, baseball,
I've sprained, I've fucking, you know, twisted, whatever, never broke.
Well, sad thing is, when I've broken them, I've never noticed. Like, the pain was never there.
Yeah.
When I broke my ribs, do you know how I was forced to go to the hospital?
Oh.
A week after I suffered them, I played in one more football game. I went home to go in the shower and take off my shirt. My mom looked and said, what happened to your back? I'm like, I don't know. And she worked and pushed it. I'm like, ah, that hurts. She brought me to the hospital because it was near my kidney, just in case. I'm like, oh, he's got 4 broken ribs.
Yeah.
I'm like, like, did you get hit today? I'm like, no. When did you suffer a hit to your back? Last week. How did you sleep? On my side. Yo, and some people have a higher tolerance for pain, and that's awesome. I mean, look at my middle finger. I snapped that joint, and now it's permanently crooked-ish.
So, is that it for sports?
I think so.
So, speaking of lots and lots of pain, you two went and saw a movie that I couldn't stomach.
Okay. Well, myself and Blue went and saw the movie Vampire Sucks. Now, the king said, no, I want to go!
No, I didn't say like
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
And he sat on the floor.
No.
Whoa. Excuse me, I'm telling the story. Because
the last time I saw one of those movies by those two guys, I vomited out of my cock. And that's not a normal thing.
Wait. I'm telling the story. And he crawled under the kitchen table with his little crown on, folded his arms, crossed his legs, and said, you can't make me!
Chuck my boss.
And we tried to drag him out, and he grabbed under the table.
Dude, he clawed.
These guys are the AIDS of motion pictures. These two guys are the AIDS of motion pictures.
So, me and Blue said, fuck you, Duck, we're going.
And I said, fine, if you two die, it's all your fault.
And we went and saw this movie, and actually, we laughed quite a bit.
Yeah, we laughed.
Everybody in the theater was laughing.
Yeah, there was this one woman that just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Oh, she was hilarious.
She was laughing. She was like, tee hee hee hee.
But I think she was laughing at everything.
Calm the fuck down.
Well, she did laugh at everything.
Yeah.
Do sneeze. Okay, but truthfully, I think they finally get it right. They did a really good job with this movie. They tied everything in well properly.
It wasn't overkill, but it was just the right amount.
Yeah, because there are other movies they overkilled it. This time, they kept it perfect.
You know how there's that favorite candy bar that you like that has the right consistency? You know, it has the right amount of whatever in it?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Exactly. Yes. It's like perfectly straight out. This one usually doesn't have enough peanut butter.
Well, I agree that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are a great candy.
I want one, though.
Well, we could go to the store afterwards.
Or sometimes it just gets to the point where you just get short-circuited in, you know, the funny aspect of your brain. You're just like, fuck everybody. This movie sucks balls.
Fuck you!
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But anyways, this movie definitely had its funny aspects to it, and then a little bit of dryness here and there, but I think that was because they were trying to put the aspect of the Twilight series and all the other vampire-type movies together. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's called Vampire Sucks.
And, I mean, I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job considering.
I mean, I'm not going to...
Apparently, I'm not going to say that it's the best fucking movie in the world for comedy. I'm just saying that it...
Not even close.
It is pretty fucking funny.
But for the genre, you know, of making fun of movies, it's up there in the top 10.
I wouldn't say that. I mean,
you do realize that they've only made about 20 of those videos, right? So them making top 10 isn't that hard.
Well, you got to count into effect on the Mel Brooks ones, too.
Yeah, well, that was the thing about him. Him making fun of those different movies was in his own light of the aspect. These guys are kind of like taking what the Wayans brothers did and twisting it
sometimes
to the overkill. You know, it's like the Purple Nurple from Hell, but even worse.
Yeah.
You know, it's got something else in there. Like mace on nipples.
Yeah.
While being twisted. That's how bad.
And then you dip them in lemon juice and salt.
I mean, and then also some of like the characters that they use. Like, in Epic Movie, they used, what's his name there, who played it? Kumar. Yeah. Anyways, but I'm just saying, they took him and, like, they threw some of these comedic actors in there, and they thought they were going to make it funnier, and it kind of ruined the movie.
I had to stop watching it 40 minutes in. That's how horrible it was.
Truthfully, they put no big-name people in this.
Yeah, there was not, Well, no, actually... Besides the guy from Drew Carey.
You know Oswald from Drew Carey?
Yeah.
He played the father.
And I know that, what's his name, Ken Jeong is in it, too.
That also, what's his name from Mad TV?
He's funny.
Yeah, that's the guy from Mad TV.
Ken Jeong.
Kim Jeong?
Yeah.
Ken
Jeong. He played the Asian dude.
No, fuck that Asian guy. I'm talking about the other guy, the one that was in the wheelchair.
Oh, him too, yeah.
He was in, what was it? Not Epic Movie, the other one there, what is it? Failure Movie? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, they're all failure movies, if you think about it.
Alright, hold on. Let me get on to the fucking
disaster
thing.
Movie?
Yeah, disaster movie. He played, like, Batman. He played everything. Hold on. I'll get it. But he's also from Mad TV as well. I didn't think he was actually on Mad TV.
Yeah, he was. I remember
a quick season.
What, Ken Jeong?
Yeah, Ken Jeong.
Well,
because he's originally a doctor. He just does this on the side for shits and giggles.
Yeah. And actually, I thought he was quite funny in this one.
Yeah, right now we're still rocking like a 3.7.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not considering.
Yeah, but, I mean, truthfully, compared to
that's
the other ones...
To,
Dietrich Bader is the
yeah, I like Dietrich Bader.
He was in this.
Yeah.
That's why I'm shocked that he would do something like this.
Really?
Truthfully,
fucking hilarious.
It's like they took a Mad TV skit and made it longer.
That's not good. That's not... That makes you not want to see it even more.
Why?
Because there's some Mad TV skits, a lot of Mad TV skits, that should be spliced in half.
If they did the candy bar one, you know you'd be there.
What's
the one? I'm not saying
what's
it on
air. What's the name of the motherfucking thing?
You know the freaking candy bar I'm
talking
about.
What's the name
about?
Of the motherfucker that was in the wheelchair?
I don't know what candy bar you're talking about.
The one from Mad TV.
I stopped watching it after season 3.
Dude, we've done the joke a zillion times outside.
Really?
No.
Right there. Because you're laughing. You know what it is.
No, I'm laughing because you're trying to convince me that I know what
I'll say it as soon as we're done with the show, alright? So, Blue, what did you think? What's your rating?
Out of 5?
Yes.
I'll give it maybe a 3.5 to 4.
I do concur.
I'll give it that at least. I mean... I knew it was making fun of the actual, you know, Twilight series a lot, and I felt that it was good, especially with the teenage girls that were coming out and being like, Jacob, bitch! And then the other one, what was it?
Edward, bitch!
Yeah, I know.
And they were beating each
other
up.
And they were beating the shit out of each other with shovels and fucking everything they could find. And I think, actually, that was really what was going on.
Yeah.
There was actually points where girls were actually fighting about the whole fact of who was cuter or whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, they definitely did a good job with that aspect.
And are you 100% sure you two were just wicked stoned or high or drunk while seeing this movie?
Definitely sure that I was not high. There was nothing pumped in through the air conditioning, so I was high, or any fucked up thing that was done to me.
You didn't get like the munchies 10 minutes into the movie because of what they were pumping through the air conditioning?
I'm a fat man. I don't give
a
shit. I get
munchies.
Munchies,
man. We could be at a funeral and, you know, ask somebody for some Fritos.
What the fuck was the name of the guy in a wheelchair?
See what funerals you go to that have the Fritos.
I went to a funeral where they celebrated the life and had a party.
Oh.
Because that's how the person wanted
it. I thought you meant more like at the wake in the funeral service itself.
Yeah. That's how the person wanted it. Open casket and the food was in the back. They didn't put the food next to the casket, dude. That's wrong. Because,
good.
Yo, you meant your finger sandwich. That guy might not have any left. Mom, why is my finger sandwich still kind of stiff? Well, rigor mortis is still set in.
All right, so what did you find which was the funniest one out of the whole movie?
Oh, man. I liked that scene in the woods, because that was pretty good.
Now, that was a scene where, you know how in the other movies where she grabs onto the back of him and he's running through the woods?
Yeah.
This one made it seem like he was, like, really running fast through the woods, but he was actually on a Segway.
Because he comes around the corner on the Segway. Mm-hmm. Which was comical. But then the three evil vampires show up, and that turns into a little scene. Alice from Alice in the Wonderland dies.
Oh, that's who it is.
Barinholtz.
Barinholtz, that motherfucker. He is funny, but I think he's gotten stuck in the wrong fucking place.
I think he could have played a better character.
See, the problem I have with these movies by these two directors is that they try to throw so many modern-day references that 20 years from now, people are going to watch it and they're not going to get them whatsoever.
Yeah, but that's their whole thing. They want to make people laugh now, not, you know, later.
I mean, they
can make a fucking
movie.
Quick buck off of it, yeah. All right, so here are the directors. Jason Friedberg and Aaron Sessler.
Yeah, the cancer of Hollywood.
Hey, they made like $60 off Art Theater.
Only 60. Only 60.
Dude, we went to an early showing. We usually don't even have 10 people in some of our movies.
No, that was Disaster. Never mind. Wrong one. I'm sorry. I was looking at another one.
Well, what about the other movie that you guys went and saw? We watched it here.
We watched Behind Enemy Lines, Columbia. Which is actually a WWE presentation. And we came into this movie, and we were actually kind of excited because WWE's done some really good movies lately.
Wrong Side of Town, for one.
They did that.
Well, they did 12 Rounds. They did the Marine.
12 Rounds was awesome.
And 12 Rounds was kind of dry in a lot of places.
Shut up!
And John Cena's acting was...
Hey, you don't know movies. Shut up.
Yes, I do. I went to college as a filmmaker. Minored in it because Salem State University doesn't offer it as a fucking major.
Yeah, now they're so good because they're a university.
Yeah, well, I've been in movies, so...
Movies.
People actually watch mine.
All right.
And no, I'm not talking dirty movies either.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, well, I made Dirty Movie 1 through 12, but still. And it's not what you think.
All right.
They filmed underneath my bed. So basically, there was a special forces unit, Navy SEALs, sent into Colombia to basically...
Colombia!
See whether or not weapons are being stored for war.
Yes, but apparently they walk in, and it's actually cleared out. They thought it was going to be a drug place, or something like that.
And all of a sudden, the government, you know, soldiers go in and start killing everybody.
Yep.
And they get blamed. One of the guys gets captured, and the two main characters basically are fighting to clear their name and get their man back. A lot of action, and there's a lot that we didn't see coming. And some that you did. Like, you know, the general being bad? Didn't see that coming.
Well, I felt he was a giant douchebag, but I didn't
want to
see
it. Well, I mean...
But by the end of it, it was just like, yep, that's obvious.
Yeah, well, basically, when you see him all getting shot, we thought he was dead, and all of a sudden he's alive. He's like, what?
Yeah, he took kind of a flesh wound that was in the chest. I don't know how...
They patched him closer to the shoulder to make it look a little bit better. But we thought he was dead.
Well, really it starts out as a setup that, you know, a guy with his hot wife and son, and, you know, then all of a sudden, the son runs over towards a building, and so does the wife, and boom, the fucking bomb goes off, and he gets to the point where he wants to kill off the FARC, is it? FARC?
Which is the Colombian guerrilla group.
Yeah, exactly, and he was trying to go after them, but come to find out, it is actually the general who created the clusterfuck. But yeah, they did a good job with this movie.
I enjoyed it.
I felt that it wasn't great, but it was good enough.
Well, one of my coworkers told me about it, so me and Blue, of course, checked it out. Because we do check out what you guys ask us to.
Yes, we do.
And we kicked back here, watched it. You know, like we said, it was kind of good. I mean, but WWE isn't working on that giant budget either.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
For the budget that they use, I thought it was really good.
Small little explosives. Yeah, all that other stuff. It's pretty good.
So what do you give it?
4. Out of 4.
Yeah.
4 is reasonable for this movie.
Yeah.
Out of 5.
I do concur. So,
Another, we have time?
We have like 5 minutes.
Yay, 5 minutes. I can explain 2 movies in 5 minutes.
You can?
Time me, bitch.
Okay.
2 movies. Warlords and Red Cliff. Did you see that?
Red Cliff, that's the John Woo one.
Yes. No, actually, both of them are John Woo.
Oh, they are?
I believe so, because I thought I saw John Woo in both of them, but... talk about the Red Cliff.
Oh, I never saw it.
You never saw it? What the fuck? Talk about a long-ass movie. It is really fucking good.
4.5 hours, I think, right?
No, two. Two and a half, no.
Oh, no, there's...
See, I watched the theatrical one, because I was at work, and usually I am spending about 5 hours there, but I just don't think I could have sat there for that whole time. But the theatrical version is actually pretty good. It is, they actually carved it up pretty good. I did like a lot of the characters. I especially liked the guy who was the strategist. He was moving the fucking characters around like he was playing fucking chess.
Yes.
Or maybe Chinese checkers. But anyways, this was a fucking good movie because of how they did it. How they put everything together. It didn't look all CGI effect and everything like that. I mean, some of it did, but a lot of it wasn't. It just seemed that they had that many people on the cast. They had, you know, people running at each other with real fucking weapons, fucking each other up. It felt like it was... done really well. Did he do Warlords? I can't remember. Oh, no, I guess not. But I thought he did do Warlords. But anyways, it goes to show that this is set up between, well, like the Chinese culture, it has two sides of the stories, but on the insides of the story, on those sides, they have multiple conflicts with each other because there's a lot of, groups that aren't all the same, but they're allied with each other. But along with that, they can also fuck each other over. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the way that they did this movie and how the strategist... I like how the strategist was because he was able to actually also figure out the weather. The weather was the fucking coolest thing because of the fact is because they said if the wind is blowing from, the northeast or something like that, and they go to fire, throw out some fire onto the ships that were coming at them, the fire would come right back onto their ships and take out their fleet. Then he noticed that there was this wind that was how the clouds were wrapping.
Yeah.
He went, okay, if this is done right, the wind's going to wrap back around and then we put the fire on them and it's going to take out all their ships. It was fucking gorgeous what happened. It was fucking, it was a beautiful sight. All together, 4.8 easily.
4.8? 4.8. Okay.
I thought it was John... I don't know. I thought I was on a Woo fix there. But it's Peter Chan and Wyman Yeep. I can't even fucking say it. He's a co-director. Anyways. But Warlords. This is also another good movie, but it has Jet Li in it. And it's based on Jet Li being in a battle at the start, and I guess he pussied out a little bit and played dead. After all the guys had killed themselves off, he stood up and walked away. And he was supposed to be somewhat kind of like a general... or something like that. And he ends up, walking down this road where this woman was, and he collapsed, and the woman brings him into a place, and then they have their little sex scene. But then later on, he goes into another village, which is a bunch of bandits and stuff like that, because they found that he was actually a fighter, and he was working for the army. So what they did was they took in, they brought him in, and shit happened, let's just put it this way. Where the army came in to take the food away that they stole. So, they had rifles. And this was at the time that it was getting to the point where rifles were coming in to play as muskets. So, yeah, definitely came in as a pretty cool thing. They wanted to join the military so they could get their own weapons. So they took a blood oath and made themselves three brothers, basically. And they went into battles, they took on everything, and they kept on telling the three eldest, we will take, you know, whatever cities in whatever time. And it got to the point where the brothers started almost fighting against each other because of how they, you know, how their standards were. But altogether, if you're into the Chinese style movies and you like watching the subtitles, go for it. These two good movies right off the bat.
Awesome.
That one's actually probably the 5-star one I give them.
Okay, cool. That about wraps it up?
Yep, you know? That wraps it up.
All right, remember, visit our website at BostonBashBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos of us and other members of the B3 crew.
We're on MySpace.com/BostonBashBrigade. We also have the Boston Bass Brigade group on Facebook, so go and check those out. We're trying to keep them up to date with you know, whatever we've put onto the website.
And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI. Go show them some love, and don't forget Geek Aggro.
Hopefully, Pandalicious didn't have a massive hangover from last night.
Don't you mean Panda?
The one that was really loud, and I hope she hasn't upset your neighbors, because your parents are going to hear about it.
Neighbors? I saw the fish coming out of the pond saying, shut up!
Yeah, there's always that, too.
Poor Pandalicious.
Hey, that's her fault. That's her fault with the getting the, Patron? Patron, the rum, and everything like that.
I was happy I got my Smittix.
That was some good shit.
I don't think I'm going to get it for my birthday anymore, but I just wanted to introduce you to it.
Yeah. But I still have a bottle left of it in my refrigerator.
That's all yours.
Okay, I'll take it then.
That's a gift from the Irish to the French now.
fine.
I was trying to figure out what happened to my last bottle.
I thought you, kept it in your pocket. I was like, oh, great.
Yeah, because you did something like that.
I thought it was still in my pocket. I went home, and I went to go to my friend, like...
That's because Panda's boy, you know, was
Ramon. Ramon.
Yeah, was going to, you know, say, you don't drink it, I'm going to fucking take it.
Yes, because me and him were, splitting the six-pack, but I had a couple shots of rum and some Patron and stuff.
Yeah. Sure. Right, that's what they want us to believe.
But yeah, alright. Let's
stick the fork in this bitch and then let's go.
Yeah, don't work right out of my mouth.
Yeah,
okay, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Blue Water!
This is Anvil.
Say sayonara, bitches.
We are the bastards.
The Zone.
Kiss my eye, y'all.